This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We are Trent and giving it back to you, the people. Americanism, not globalism, will be our creed.
I have thought an awful lot about going up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWar, it's Alex Jones.
No! You bought a Trump!
Yeah! Oh, my goodness. Poor white people. Please, oh, my. Stop.
The Alex Jones Show. There is a war on for your mind.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute. Because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in. This is going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this horror and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Once you face this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. Well, I mean, what else? What else could it do? We've got to get past the artificial stigma that the control corporate media has been putting out for decades ahead of their open of unveiling of planetary dictatorship. They all talk about how we need a police state to carry this out.
Canada and the United States are going to work in lockstep, display the seriousness of our commitment at both home and abroad.
Win, lose, or draw, you need to choose a side.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. War. It's Alex Jones.
All right. I saw a story.
story last night that hit me like a ton of bricks. It made me get very mad at myself because I already knew all this, but I had just not been conscious of it. Did you know that Fauci was connected to the very beginnings of HIV showing up in New York and San Francisco? And the government got caught adding it to hepatitis shots. We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021. And in just 6 days, this Saturday, the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms, the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever. Free shipping on all of their storable food. And that's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot. And 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. You've got until this Saturday, the 6th of March, 2021, and then contractually they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors and they're getting mad that we're undercutting the price. They decided to do this, so it's exclusively available. There's a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Takes you right to specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 months, a year. It's all PrepareWithAlex.com. Take advantage of it now and at Fuzzy InfoWars.
I'm on the run with you, my sweet love. There's nothing wrong. Contemplating God under the chemtrails over the country club. Wearing our jewels in the swimming pool. Me and my sister just playing it cool under the chemtrails over the country club.
It's Thursday, March 4th. 2021. We are broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. A lot of times I look at the news, the information, it's so overwhelming to even attempt to get it all out to you that I become extremely frustrated and enraged with myself. Because we can save the world, we can turn things around if people actually look into this and find out how real it is. Now, I have forgotten more about the HIV/AIDS crisis than most people will have ever researched. And I knew that Dr. Anthony Fauci was instrumental in the launch of that bioweapon in 1979. Evidence is overwhelming in New York and San Francisco, where he went in and ran a public health program to, quote, gay bathhouses to tell them, hey, you're giving each other hepatitis, you need to take a vaccine. And then in those vaccines was the HIV. Now, viruses generally mutate and become less deadly. That's why they always had to apply it to the Africans through the vaccines and apply it through a perfect vector, the homosexual bathhouses, to get the spread going. But that's why later you hear about Magic Johnson and Charlie Sheen and all these people have HIV, but it's not killing them. And that's because they have treatments for it, and it's also a different variant. Now, I knew all this when I was a teenager because my dad was a very smart person, and he was reading the literature. And so, kind of a water, gosh, thanks. And so, I forgot to get one, thanks. And so, looking at that, I saw the story about the NPR report with Fauci about how he went in at the very beginning when no one even knew about HIV, and he magically studied it in New York and in San Francisco where it broke out. And that was the beta test in that controlled community before they even took it to Africa. And so in about a minute and a half earlier today, before we went live, I just typed into the search engine, and the crew did, and pulled up a bunch of mainstream news articles about secret biological weapons testing on people in New York and other areas, and articles about the connections of HIV being purposely put in drugs and in vaccines to be given to homosexuals, because it's a controlled community that you can watch very carefully. So at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into all that. But the whole history of secret experimentation is on record.
But I knew Fauci ran the HIV program in the 80s. I knew Fauci was involved studying it from day one. And then he's suspect number one in all of this. But then he runs the Wuhan lab, 11 programs. They release this new plague that they control and use that as a pretext to take over society. And then he even profits from it and gets liability protection from it while he does it. Fauci is a biological terrorist. And he works for the globalists. That's why Gates worships him, is because, you know, Gates cut his teeth under his father and under Fauci in all of this type of garbage. So before we hit all of that, let me go ahead and just show you some of the headlines that came out today along these lines, okay? Look at these headlines. Going viral in Africa, Zambian leader Dr. Mumba refuses COVID drugs after discovering that they're, quote, not for use in the EU and the USA. And this is what they do. They give you two different vaccines. That's not coming out. Experimental vaccine death rate for Israel's elderly, 40 times higher than COVID-19 deaths, researchers report in mainline studies. Just today. Hong Kong authorities probe death of man who received COVID-19 vaccine. Johnson's & Johnson's to test COVID vaccine on infants. Great apes at San Diego Zoo become first non-humans to receive COVID-19 vaccine. That's all to act like it's some sought-after thing you've got to have. Oh, it's so precious to get it. Now let's get into the real meat and potatoes of just the headlines. Guardian promotes global lockdown every 2 years to combat climate change, Steve Watson. And it's an important headline, but it's not even hardcore enough. The UN is promoting it through a paper I'll show you. Schwab is promoting it. It's all on record. It's in his damn book that COVID is not a real threat. We are using it to get total control. It's more of a Russian accent, not a German one. There it is. And, oh, guess who else is doing it? Forbes. It's in hundreds of publications. Guardian promotes global lockdown every 2 years to combat climate change. That's all this was a drill for a lockdown in their own words. I told you that a year ago. And now they're romanticizing and they have fake polls out. Oh, the majority of UKers, they love lockdown. They don't want it to end. And yeah, you know, it's true. At first, you get a bunch of checks in the mail. Don't have to work anymore, watch Netflix all day. But see, the economy then dies forever, and you're under the globalist control. The world needs the equivalent of pandemic lockdown every 2 years to meet Paris carbon emissions goal. Yes, the post-industrial world. I mean, they didn't sign treaties to create a post-industrial world for nothing. They mean business. And here is the Forbes article. And here's the actual paper pushed by the UN, Nature, Climate Change, Fossil CO2 Emissions in the Post-COVID-19 Era. Remember what he wrote almost a year ago in his book, COVID-19? Klaus Schwab, that is one of the head guys running all this with Gates, said, the former head of the UN Biological Diversity Sustainability Project, the guy that wrote this whole plan, one of the top authors, he said, we will now be after COVID, like after death of Christ, after birth of Christ, after COVID. Oh, but oh, Biden, who can hardly talk, he said Texas and Mississippi are Neanderthals. Yeah, that's why we've got NASA down here. We don't know how to tie our shoelaces. We ride horses to school and to work, and we all have hayseeds in our mouth. We're not like the big fancy pants Delaware lawyer. We're not like the fancy pants. It's like, where am I? I'm not bashing folks at Delaware, but you know what I mean. How would you like me to call you a bunch of dumb lobster fishermen? We know we're not, but you're smart. But here's that trope of, oh, those idiots sit down in the South. You know, they're morons ending their lockdown. But don't worry. You run all the cities down there anyways. So it's never going to end until we make it end. We're going to play that clip coming up and so much more. Biden didn't know what planet he was on again last night. We've got the clip of them cutting him off and ending the feed because he was so embarrassing, floundering. But when we come back, we'll lay all of this out, get into Fauci and more. But separately, we got some good news. They sold out last week. Got another shipment back in stock. And And I'm telling you, we could fund our whole operation selling these, and it's something everybody needs. I know they've got the Wall Street Journal doing a report on how bad we are to be selling these privacy pouches that are high-quality Faraday cages, so big tech, the contact tracers, and the globalists can't track you when you've got your phone inside this pouch. And it's essential we all start living like this. This is the highest-rated pouch out there for Droids and for iPhones, and it sells everywhere for $29.95. It's $19.95 in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And they are so mad. Oh, he's a scammer. He sells storable food. He's a scammer. He sells little Faraday cages claiming you're being tracked. He's a scammer. He sells supplements. Oh, but when Jeff Bezos does it, it's good, though, right? Supplements are a huge market because they work. And they're all free shipping right now, store-wide, on the food, on the privacy pouches, on the supplements, on the T-shirts, on the books, on the films, on the water filters. Oh, they sure hope you don't get a Alexa Pure Pro gravity-fed filter, highest rated, and cut out most of the poison or almost all the poison in the water. No, 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 just drink it up. The New York Times says, the Washington Post says, Wall Street Journal says there's nothing in that water to hurt you. Drink that glyphosate, too. Remember Monsanto said, drink a whole glass of it. Drink a whole glass of it. It's wonderful. It'll kill you if you do it, though. So these little pockets are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. InfoWarsStore.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At the elementary schools, we laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. It's beautiful.
Rulers of this planet see themselves as the guardians of it, and they believe they are removing, they are culling the overpopulation. And there is a giant documented history of criminal elements based on eugenics in the German government, the Russian government, the French government, the British government, the Australian government, the New Zealand government, the Canadian government, killing foster children. Black, white, old, young, Native American, putting them in radiation chambers. The Israelis got UN money and US money to take dark-skinned Jews. That's how it always starts, because it's like, oh, we're only doing it to this group, and radiating them. They were called the ringworm children, and they hit them with different levels of radiation as well. The Department of Energy classified in the 80s tens of thousands of foster children in the U.S. put in radiation chambers. Hundreds of them were put in rates so high that they fried like an egg inside the chamber. So that's who runs your government behind the scenes. Presidents come and go, but that's who's in charge. And that's who wants you to take these inoculations. And Bill Gates' dad worked for a secret government project in the U.S. Army under Cold Springs Harbor, and part of that's been declassified. His dad ran the whole show. And his mother was the leader of IBM's board, whose entire trust, when Thomas Watson died, who received the highest award ever in Nazi Germany, above Hitler, that entire fortune was then basically given to Bill Gates. So you can sit here and play games, everybody, but they're practicing locking you down, creating eternal passports, and rolling out these deadly gene editing systems against you. I don't care if you're black, whether you're white, whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're an FBI agent, whether you're an auto mechanic, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you're all being hit by this. So you can pretend it's not going on all day long. But did you hear the headline I read to you out of LifeSite News that links directly to medical reports and mainline news in Israel? Experimental vaccine death rate for Israel's elderly, 40 times higher than COVID-19 deaths. In the UK and all these other countries, including France, they've said nobody above 65 or 75, depending on the country, should take these vaccines because it's been killing people. But Israel doesn't care. It's designed to kill old people. Pfizer's vaccine killed about 40 times more elderly people and 260 times more than young than what the COVID-19 virus would have claimed in a given time frame. This is massive news. And we're just supposed to sit here and calmly take this and, oh, be thankful that the governor of Texas said after a year, okay, you don't have to wear a mask and open business 100% when he knows all the blue cities are controlled and they're all pledging to keep it locked down as a symbol of our dirtiness and our evil. Now at the football games and the baseball games and the basketball games, in fact, show this now. We've got the footage of it for TV viewers. Radio listeners, it's on Infowars.com. Instead of the kiss cam where they show a husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend together with their arms around each other, oh, it tells you don't touch each other. Even if it's, no. And then they show a big bottle of alcohol spraying on them because you're dirty, you're bad, you have to do this. And so now it's a hand sanitizer cam, which, by the way, sterilizes you long term. lowers fertility immediately. So it's like, oh, no, don't kiss anymore. We don't have kiss cams. We have an image of a chemical shooting on you. You're like, you're a cockroach or you're a rat. And that's how the Nazis ran film reels before they started rounding everybody up in the 30s, was showing images of Jews, and then it would cut to roaches and them being sprayed with poison. So the entire system is telling you, you're dirty, you're bad, wear your mask, and now we're going to squirt hand sanitizer on you. You're good, you're keeping everyone safe. When all the studies show more interaction makes us more immune to everything, and that these hand sanitizers hurt our fertility and lower our immunity. Because they're wood alcohol. You know wood alcohol makes you go blind? You drink a cup of wood alcohol, you'll go blind, probably for a week or two. Keep doing it forever. They say wood alcohol on your skin all day long, baby. You know what we used to do in high school? Back when I still chewed tobacco some? I'd stick a little packet of snuff between my toes and get higher than a kite sitting there in class for nicotine. Yep, I've had an alcohol nicotine problem my whole life. That's it. Nothing else. I like anything else. I like those two things. Stay away from nicotine now. Last time I had any nicotine, last 3 or 4 years, was with Bob Barnes and then with Crowder, Stephen Crowder on his show. And man, I was like, as soon as I left, I wanted another cigar. But the point is that, ladies and gentlemen, you're being targeted. People are like, why don't I have snuff between your toes? It goes through your skin, ladies and gentlemen. All of it goes through your skin. Whether it's nicotine or whether it's wood alcohol, it's poisonous. And it's abusive to do it to children. And it's abusive to make people wear masks. It's a symbol of slavery. Talk about sexual harassment because Cuomo will grab women and hug them. What about making you wear a muzzle over your face and breathe the bacteria into the cloth that creates a petri dish for bacteria? I know you already know all this, but look at these headlines. In fact, let's play the clip. Oh, my God, look at that. A baby with a full face mask on, smothering it, giving it way higher levels of carbon dioxide. So abusive. These people are so sick. And you've got families being kicked off planes, being arrested because six-month-old babies aren't wearing masks. It's nothing but a cult of subservience. And we have to be leaders and start saying no. Here's Joe Biden claiming that Texas is knuckle-dragging and Mississippi's knuckle-dragging. I guess Florida is, too. Way lower death rates than New York. Every other Democrat area where you grab people and intubate them and kill them with your ventilators, not with the virus, and then you make money off of it, you murderers. Here he is calling Texas Neanderthals because we know he's a hoax. We know Fauci's a fraud. And we need more people like Governor Noem of South Dakota and DeSantis to call Biden out. Don't just ease off the restrictions because they're going to bring him right back. And they're never going to end them in places like California. Here is the puppet president.
Texas, I think it's a big mistake. Look, I hope everybody's realized by now these masks make a difference. We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because of the way in which we're able to get vaccines in people's arms. We've been able to move that all the way up to the end of May to have enough for every American, to get every adult American to get a shot. And the last thing we need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
All right, that's enough. We're on the cusp of ending it. We're at the cusp. You're going to get your tracker chip. You're going to get your tracker phone. You're going to get your QR code. You're on the cusp. Oh, but you can't still leave or take the mask off after you had the vaccine. It's all rope-a-dope. Sucker you along. I mean, better a Neanderthal than a slave or dead with your deadly vaccine. No, you're the one that's anti-science, you old, shriveled, demonic lawyer, you disgusting puppet that's emblematic of the rotting political system, so desperate they pulled off this giant medical tyranny hoax. We come back, we'll look at Fauci, Dr. HIV.
March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters.
features, amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad, things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A predatory planetary consolidation is taking place, ladies and gentlemen. In a moment, we're going to play some of Dr. Fauci on NPR, Clip 12, just this week, admitting that, oh, he was haunting the bathhouses when no one even knew about HIV because he was so concerned about this new threat. So he's been one of their top globalist operatives in bioweaponry and secret testing for a long time. That's why he ran the Wuhan lab operations. Now let's go to this article. Fauci frequented gay bathhouses and bars to study AIDS in the 1980s, starting in 1980. Here's another one. Bayer Division sold hemophilia drug with HIV risk, it had HIV in it, and hepatitis, to Asia, Latin America, and covered it up. And they also purposely in the 90s took blood from prisoners in Arkansas, certified it as good, and then put it purposely into the blood supply. Look it up. America's pandemic war games don't end well. Foreign policy. That's the CFR subdivision of the Washington Post admitting they do all the secret testing on our troops and on us. 1978-81. Is HIV-AIDS linked to the CDC's hepatitis B vaccine experiment? AHRP.org. Powerful breakdown and information of these programs in the gay bathhouses saying you need a vaccine, you need a hepatitis shot so that you don't get hepatitis. And then they got the autoimmune disease. They had been a lot of problems with cats getting vaccines, then end up, you know, feline familiaris. And then dying of an HIV like AIDS disease. Here's another one. Army report details germ war exercise in New York subway, 1966. Sprayed people with a dangerous bacteria. They told Congress it wasn't. It was. Then they had army doctors posing as regular civilian doctors embedded to track the bio weapon. That's the Washington Post, 1980. And back then we had a little bit of truth in the news. The Army tested germ warfare in New York City subway by smashing light bulbs full of bacteria. Business Insider. Bayer admits it paid millions in HIV infection cases, just not in English. Now, that's just some of it. Let's go ahead and play some of Fauci. Let's go ahead and roll some audio of Fauci putting it out there that, oh, I was so concerned before anybody even knew about this. He was going into these bathhouses to understand what's happening. And then you link it back to a CDC NIH program to convince, quote, gay men that you're at risk of hepatitis. Get your vaccine. And so they rolled up their sleeves, just like the Africans did. And I've got a whole stack of news on that front. Here's Fauci.
I was invited to go down, and I went with just one of my staff at the time, to go down essentially alone to the Gay and Lesbian Community Center in the middle of Greenwich Village to meet with what must have been, you know, anywhere from 50 to 100 activists in this meeting room, just me and one of my staff. And they were angry with the federal government because they felt the federal government was not listening to them. And they were right. I mean, I think they had a really good point. Not for a second did I feel physically threatened to go down there. Not even close.
Well, he's such a hero.
That's not the nature of what the protest was.
Everything with him is an inversion. He didn't feel threatened going down there. He was so loving. Oh, he was coming, though, with something very special. Continue.
Things about it was that not only were they not threatening at all in a violent way, but ultimately, they were on the right side of history.
Was there a turning point for you where activists convinced you to change your mind? And
oh, yeah, of course.
What was it? What was the turning point?
Well, the turning point was, I can't, you know, get into my own head and psychoanalyze myself, but it was very clear when they were protesting in a way and really being very confrontational with me. You know, Larry Kramer's famous article on the front page of the San Francisco Examiner.
That's enough. So he's a hero, saving people with HIV. He tried to leave everything open. He didn't try to contain it because he was a good guy. But really, he was involved. We now know in these secret projects at Wuhan and so many others and working with Bill Gates the entire time. But put that image of him back at the time up on screen. What a creepy-looking dude, man. I mean, that is shit. Would you buy a used car from that guy? Would you let him babysit your children? Would you roll your sleeve up and take something in your body he wants you to take? Well, that's what you're doing. The whole world's doing it. In fact, CNN, MSNBC, they're the gatekeepers along with Big Tech. You're not allowed to criticize him and say he's wrong. You can't question him. You can't get a second opinion from him or Bill Gates or anybody. Because he's the boss. Now, let's go back and look at some more of these articles that are coming out. Biden blasts Texas, Mississippi, lifting mask mandates. Big mistake in Neanderthal thinking from a guy that can hardly talk. You got this video. White House absurdly cuts off live feed. Get that ready. Biden says he wants to take audience questions for the first time. He's done no real press conference. It's never before happened in modern history. And as soon as he says, I'll take questions, he goes, is it all right if I take questions? Let me ask Nancy, is that all right if I talk to the great-grandkids here? And just cut. Well, don't hear it from me. Here it is.
Thank you. And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
I mean, he said when he was president-elect, all fraudulently president-elect, he said, if they don't like, if Kamala doesn't like what I'm doing, I'll just feign an illness and just go away. You talk about rolled over to the Chinese and the globalists. He'll do whatever he's told. Let's continue. Majority of Brits say they will miss some or many aspects of lockdown. You believe that crap? Yep, Stockholm Syndrome. Awkward NBA team swaps out kiss cam for hand sanitizer to welcome fans back to the arena. Fans respond. Yes, kissing's bad. Anytime they see a man and woman hugging or kissing, well, we just spray sanitizer on you. Because if it's not gay sex, it's bad. See, the gay sex is good because you don't have kids. But heterosexual, bad. More people, bad. It's all depopulation. Sorry, gay folks. It's not that you're so cool. Everybody obsesses on you, and they put Caitlyn Jenner all over the TV, and we're supposed to worship you. It's because you don't have children, and the system likes that. I don't hate you. I'm just saying the globalists promoted all this and put the chemicals in the water to cause the collapse of civilization. And don't worry. It will collapse. You're going to get what you want. Look at this. Family Five kicked off their own land for living in an RV. Isn't that just special? It's out in the country. You name it. They lost their house because of the lockdown, so they pulled the resources, got an RV, moved out there. You can't run out there and get goats and chickens and live. We're going to arrest you. We're going to fine you. We're going to take your property. I'll play that next segment. But just look at that creepy. There's your doctor. There's your doctor, folks. He runs your life now. Dr. Fauci. Meanwhile, super spreaders, over 100 COVID-positive illegals released in the U.S., we should stop the illegals being let in because they're illegal. We shouldn't go, COVID, and then, buy into it. And it goes on and on and on. We've also got video in Jersey, not New Jersey, Jersey Shore, over in England, dancing at the beach, partying, but nobody else is allowed to. That's all coming up as well here today on the broadcast. And I've scrubbed the deck of guests so that we can take a lot of calls. So starting at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to take calls for the balance of the transmission. But we've got a lot of other news I've not hit yet on the economy, on censorship, on Dr. Seuss. Just a week ago, a leftist group said ban it. The media made jokes and said nobody's going to ban Dr. Seuss. It's being banned at Amazon, many of the titles, and banned at eBay. And they're now saying if you have one, they're coming after you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. A academic group that's God said it, they see secret code of racism. And so they are God and you are banned. Because if they can ban leftist academic Dr. Seuss, they can ban anybody.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion-dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a
company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
But one man's plan highlights a growing community issue. Who is the true master of your land? Channel 2 Sophia Choi started investigating and learned the answer may come from a judge.
We spent weeks looking into this after hearing from this Polk County man. His plan, buy land and live off of it after losing his job to COVID. Now, he bought the land, but the county says he can't live there, leading to a property rights predicament. Chickens and goats and plenty of space to roam around in the fresh air.
We plan on building a forever home here and growing old and giving it to our kids.
A place where Tim Leslie, his wife Amy, and their 2 kids, 9-year-old Knox and 18-month-old Daisy, could thrive even during a pandemic. Almost every penny he had went to buying and clearing this land.
I had my pension and 401k money.
But instead of living here, his kids are now playing on asphalt and living in an RV park. Leslie says that's because the county forced them to move after slapping them with his ticket for living in an RV.
Before I could go to court, they showed up at my property, the building inspector and the code enforcement officer, and told me that I had to be off my land Friday at noon, or they're gonna seize my vehicles and my assets.
Attorney Ari Bargill with the Institute for Justice.
This is a question about property rights. Mr. Leslie owns the property.
on which he's situated his camper. And as a result, he has the right to live there as long as he's not harming anybody.
Mr. Leslie says he checked the codes before buying this land. It says in black and white under the Ag Land Ordinance that single-family dwellings are allowed.
Oh, single-family dwellings are allowed. That's Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 in the global UNESCO rules. That they're going to use local code enforcers to shut down single-family dwellings, even in Tennessee. In Austin, they penalize you and try to block you with code enforcers if you try to build single-family homes. This is the control. See the full report up on Infowars.com. These are predators. They are coming from everyone. Oh, the illegal aliens can come in and get everything free. Oh, the homeless can squat in your front yard and take fentanyl all day. But if you go out and buy a little farm and want to live with your kids in a trailer with electricity and a toilet, oh, you're not allowed to. We're going to run you to ground. We're going to bankrupt you. That's why they want to get rid of the family so that when they bankrupt people, they can take their children away. Makes me so incredibly angry. They're trying to run InfoWars to ground. I'm going to cover this now because yesterday I didn't cover it long enough, and it's really illustrative. It's bigger than InfoWars. Here's an overhead shot, document cam shot, please. Does Alex Jones regret meeting Donald Trump? Now, why is this so important? Because it shows us the enemy's tactics, and it shows us their mindset. They want to drive a wedge between you and President Trump. They want to drive a wedge between you and I. The Southern Poverty Law Center, even more evil than the ADL, heavily involved in the Oklahoma City bombing with Tim McVeigh and more, took a film I was in a year and a half ago with edited video out of context and then said it was secretly filmed and leaked. Secretly filmed and leaked. We bought 20,000 of the film. And it's got bad reviews because it was negatively made. It wasn't what they said the film was going to be. It was all the depressing stuff we've gone through to demoralize people. And has low ratings at InfoWarsStore.com because our ratings are real. When you see something with 98% rating, those are real ratings. When you see something with a 60-something percent rating, it sucks. And here is, ladies and gentlemen, the leaked video. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it right here. Look at this. It's leaked, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this. Think about that. It's a big secret. The very video that they put out, there's 20,000 copies of them. You can buy it. Hell, I'd sell them for $1. It's a worthless film because they edited everything into total oblivion. But there it is. It's called, let me get it. It's called You Can't Watch This. And so it was Tommy Robinson's producers and camera people that acted like they were nice. We later learned that they worked for Hope Not Hate. That's basically the ADL of the UK. And then they came and did this interview and edited off where I said, if I was a selfish person, if I only cared about myself, I would hate Donald Trump and I would never want to be around him or Roger Stone because I've been persecuted. It's been horrible. You're like, wait a minute. I've heard you say that 50 times on your show. I said that on Joe Rogan the last two times. But I said, because Trump did the right thing, I support him. Trump has said, if I was a selfish person, I wouldn't have run. I lost $2 million. They tried to destroy me. But I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for you. This country's given me a lot. So they take my long-winded statements, edit off the fronts in the film. They didn't edit that out. But when they put it out in every publication in the country, basically, it's everywhere, that Jones secretly disavows Trump. Yes, secretly in a film we sell. I had agreed to buy 20,000 of these things. When they made it, I got hoodwinked in my view. I got it. It's still okay, but it's designed to depress people. I remember Gavin McGinnis called me. He said, have you seen this? He said, I said, yeah, I'm buying 20,000. He goes, it's horrible. He goes, it's totally depressing. He said, my God, they totally edited it out of context. And I said, I'm sorry. I didn't know. They got me to say I'd buy 20,000. I thought because they were with Tommy Robinson, they were good. Tommy called me later and said, no, they're terrible people. But it isn't about those guys. It's about the perfect way to infiltrate somebody is saying you're a filmmaker and then they can do whatever they want. But imagine the lies of the Southern Poverty Law Center putting this out and saying it's secretly recorded when the whole thing and more, not you know, the parts they didn't edit, is in this film. I'm selling. Let's go back and show B-roll of the footage and then play the bleep clip we played yesterday. The only thing edited is the bleeps. We'll play the yesterday's clip in a moment. It's about a minute and a half long. And It's in a studio with all these lights. They had a smoke machine. I'm looking right at the camera, and I'm giving a real interview, and they say, and by the way, the Southern Poverty Law Center contacted us, and I said, that's in the film. And I told the so-called reporter that. They didn't care, folks, because they murder the truth. That's what they do. Guys, roll the B-roll again, please. Yeah, there it is. Oh, my God, that's secret footage. All lit up like it's HBO in a warehouse with a smoke machine. And again, it's in this film. So, ladies and gentlemen, this just shows the level of deception. But notice what's not on the video. That I hate my listeners and that I sell, quote, dick pills. That's what the media calls some of the supplements we sell. That's what Colbert calls them. So it's even their words. Of course I love our audience. Of course I didn't tell filmmakers that I hate my audience and they'll buy my Dick Cheney pills. But again, that's the lie upon the lie. So they put one lie in there, cut off the context of what I'm saying, and then they attach more lies. And I know you know that. This isn't hurting us, actually. We're getting more support because of all the media attacks. It's just that that's who these people are. I mean, overhead shot, please. Look at this. Alex Jones says he's so effing sick of Donald Trump. In 2019, leaked video. Yeah, it's so leaked, we've sold 10,000 copies of it. Alex Jones mocks his own fans and boasts that he can get them to buy anything. Where's the video of that? You don't have that. You attach one lie to another. Jones says he's sick of Donald Trump and wishes he never met him. I said, if I was a selfish person and didn't care about humanity, this has been rough, and I said that. I wish I never knew Trump. On and on. They'll probably edit this right now and say I said it again. But that's who they are. Every, you know, New York Times, Washington Post, you know, just everything. Because that's who these liars are, and that's why they want to shut us down and silence all of you so we can't speak. You know, again, we got 20,000 of these. We've only sold like 10,000. I was about to just put them free in things, but it's such a depressing film. I almost just threw them away, but I don't like to throw away books and films like the left that likes to burn things. So I guess if you want to get, you can't watch this and see it for yourself, it's at InfoWarsStore.com. But let's go out to break here with what I actually said in the film. Here it is.
Part of me, the selfish part, wishes I'd never met Donald Trump.
It's fantastic business. I don't know if you can see that thing right up
there. We can.
But it's doing great business. I hope your audience goes out and buys it as Christmas gifts and everything else. And I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Being sucked into that whole vortex as it was like selling your soul. Everything I did, everything I was, and everything I was trying to do, at that point, didn't matter how diverse it was. It didn't matter how it was multifaceted. It all became that at that point. So Trump came to get my populist audience, and then he did that. The Democrats saw it as a threat. They attacked it and said that I was Donald Trump, thinking that would hurt him. It made Trump stronger. It made him win the election. And so they understand that Donald Trump is InfoWars. And that I'm Donald Trump now. And it's like a ring of doom. We've been merged together into this thing, and they're obsessed with it.
And again, I was explaining, the media created this false thing. So even that's edited down from what I really said. So I'm done talking about it. It only makes us more successful, the other lies. People know what they are, but this is sick. But if you want to get the secret leaked video that's been out for a year and a half on DVD, the secret leaked video we've been selling for over a year, it's at InfoWarsStore.com. The secret leaked video.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
we're shooting them.